When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my next guest tonight is a two-time Tony Award winner and a Broadway legend. She now stars in Company on Broadway, which just earned her yet another Tony nomination. Please welcome to The Late Show, Patti LuPone. Hey, kiddo. Good to see you again.
And you.
It's been a long, long time.
Long time. You got me through the pandemic, I have to say, and all sorts of rooms you were in.
Oh, yes. We migrated. It's a movable feast. Okay, I want to talk about something that got a lot of attention. Earlier this month, you were doing a talk back at the end of Company.
Look at these wonderful people with their masks on.
Isn't that lovely? And, yes. These people get it.
Yes, right.
So, and you made news. You told an audience member during this talkback to put their mask on inside the theater because they weren't wearing it properly.
Correctly. Right.
And really making some trouble with this. We have a little clip right here, Jim. Well,
yeah.
So, what happened? How did it get to that point? Because you're a lovely person.
Sometimes.
What led up to that moment?
For instance, you know, we are now used to looking at it, the audience, and you see people with masks on. You know, I see the eyes. Usually you see the whole face, but I see the eyes. I know what's going on stage. This was a talk back. There were about 100 people in the audience. So when you see everybody except for two people, this woman and her half-asleep husband, with the mask off, you just immediately see it.
Sure.
But what led up to it, and it's what nobody covered in the press, was what she did when our COVID safety managers came down to tell her to put it on correctly. She took it off, waved it in the air, and then put it over her eyes. So she was mocking the mandate and mocking the COVID safety managers who get abuse every night.
Of course.
The ushers go up and down the aisle. And we just got an email today. Somebody else is out in our, you know, we're not out of this. We're not out of it at the Jacobs Theater.
Wow. Do you need me to go in? Do you need me to go
in? Oh, wouldn't that be great? Do you know how much they would love that?
Now, did you anticipate this? It made such a splash. Now you can buy merchandise that has it on it. You can have Who Do You Think You Are? Patti LuPone.
Which seems to be my go-to.
Yes, who do you think you are?
Yeah, it just seems to be my go-to. I have to come up with another expression. I don't know.
No, you're back on Broadway with this beautiful revival of Company. And I got this, here we go. Here's the playbill for it right there. People may not know, you and I did this show together with the New York Philharmonic.
We certainly did.
In 2011. This was, to me, kind of the definitive production right here. There we are. Here we are together. That's you right there. And that young guy right there is me. And Most terrifying thing I've ever done.
Well, yeah, it
Most terrifying thing I've ever done, yeah.
It is terrifying.
Yes.
You have 10 days to absorb a musical, and then you have 1 hour to be on the stage of the New York Philharmonic because the stagehands are so strict, right?
Right.
With how much time you can spend on the stage.
You've also done it in the West End, and now here you are doing it again. What's different about how you approach the role, or does it change with each production?
It does. It changes with the direction.
Okay.
And Marianne Elliott, who is the brilliant director of this concept of Bobby being female, I'd never worked with her before, and I wanted to work with her. And it's just her approach with actors, and she is an actor's director. And this is probably my favorite interpretation of Joanne, because she's funny. She gets to laugh, you know. She's not doer, or is it dour?
You're the legend of Broadway. Who am I to say? Now, the company, for those who don't know, was written by Stephen Sondheim. And to honor him, there are special playbills of Stephen Sondheim for, you know, for the lovers and the collectors out there. This is the man that I met and knew. And here he is. As a very young man. And I'm curious, lucky enough to interview him a couple times, to do that shortly before he died, interviewed him right there. And
I remember that interview.
It was deeply, though I didn't do much of his work, deeply influential to me. You did 6 Sondheim musicals, and I'm curious, what was it like to work with him? What did you learn from him?
Well, I didn't create a role. Recreated. And it's always intimidating when someone that you deeply respect and are deeply intimidated by shows up in the rehearsal room, because mm-hmm. I just want approval. Mm-hmm. I want a validation of my interpretation. And he was a taskmaster. He was, his notes were at times extremely harsh, but when they weren't harsh and they were approving, uh-huh. I could cry now. It was sort of, it's, you know, when he died, my first thought was, who will make me better? Mm-hmm. And no one. I mean, no one mm-hmm. can, no, he had such, David Mamet and Stephen Sondheim are my strongest influences in my profession in theater. I don't think there'll ever be someone as complex as Stephen to influence the interpreters of his work and musical theater.
Beautiful thing.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.